This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden gained 87 votes in the state of Wisconsin as a partial recount of ballots cast was completed on Sunday, cementing his 20,000-vote victory over President Donald Trump in the Midwestern political battleground state. The Trump campaign paid $3 million for the recount of the 800,000 votes in the two most heavily Democratic areas of the state, in hopes of upending Biden's claim to the state's 10 electoral college votes. Instead, however, Wisconsin became the latest state where Mr. Trump, a Republican, has failed in recounts to overturn the November 3rd vote or win lawsuits alleging that voter fraud cost him a second four-year term in the White House. Biden is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. Last week, he named his first cabinet nominees. He plans to announce the names of key economic officials this week. Aid groups say hospitals in the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region are facing an influx of trauma patients. This comes a day after federal troops claimed control of the city, and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said fighting was over. Abiy, last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, declared victory on Saturday evening in a three-week military confrontation with leaders of Tigray's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. But a communications blackout in Tigray has made it impossible to independently verify whether the region is completely under federal government control. On Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said health workers are struggling with shortages of food and medical supplies, including body bags. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows U.S. COVID-19 cases have swollen to more than 13 million, with more than 266,000 Americans having died of infections. And the nation's top infectious disease expert says it's not getting any better anytime soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking to ABC's This Week television show, said help is on the way. He added that the initial supply of vaccines might be available by mid-December. Fauci said health experts are empathetic about the fatigue of Americans being careful about becoming exposed to the virus, but he said wearing face masks and people physically distancing themselves from others do make a difference. Millions of Americans have curtailed their traditional family gatherings for last Thursday's annual Thanksgiving holiday, yet millions of others ignored warnings from healthcare experts against traveling to visit far-flung relatives for fear of spreading the virus. And as we are coming into the Christmas season and other holidays celebrated in December, that threat remains a significant one. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to avenge the assassination of the country's top nuclear scientist. He and other Iranian officials are blaming the killing. He and he are blaming the killing on Israel, but some diplomats and analysts say they don't expect Iran to retaliate quickly for the meticulously planned shooting. He's the second senior Iranian military figure to be assassinated this year. Analysts believe Iran will bide its time before responding, fearing they might provoke a fierce military response from outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump. Leaders will also likely consider whether retaliation will complicate their relationship with President-elect Joe Biden and his plan to restart a diplomatic engagement with Tehran. Jordan's King Abdullah on Sunday met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Both leaders set high hopes that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will revive peace talks over a two-state solution to the decades-old Arab-Israeli conflict. In a palace statement after meeting with Abbas, the monarch, who in recent months said Israel's policies and Trump's Middle East peace plan would lead to conflict, said he fully backed Palestinian statehood. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team are heading to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks in a region simmering with tension after the killing of that Iranian nuclear scientist. A senior administration official said Sunday that Kushner is to meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the Emir of Qatar in that country in the coming days. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.